Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to CB and the Boys. I am CB, your hostess with the mostest, and of course you cannot hear. Oh, a minute. Yeah, you can hear me. Okay. Sorry about that. We have an excellent show for you guys tonight. So stay tuned for that. And our special guest, Inspiration, who is going to inspire us all. So everyone, relax. And get ready for the Boys.
Everybody, back on the air.
So here we go.
Get ready to be on the way.
Welcome to CB and the Boys with Crystal, CB Booker, George, Dr. Boy Holman, Roger Hawkins, and Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct from YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun. Every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from CB and the Boys.
All right.
Hey, guys.
What's up, George?
How's everybody?
How are you guys doing today?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
I'm great. Cool.
Blessed to be here another week.
No doubt.
And we have our very special guest, Inspiration.
Inspiration. How are you today?
What's up, ladies?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Everybody's doing well. Thank you for being here.
We are doing good.
Now, where are you located, Inspiration? Where are you at? Where are you located?
I am in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay, so you're home then. So,
all right.
Well, you know, other than Mimi, that's home. Okay. So yeah, you got snow, so I'm gonna talk bad to you too. So yeah, y'all are cold. Yeah, that's all right. I have to come there in a couple of weeks. So get rid of it before I get there. How about that?
Do our best.
Please.
We'll do our best.
Thank you. That's why I moved. Well, good.
I definitely understand.
Thank you for being here, though. Thank you for hanging with us a little bit. Hopefully, you know, we won't corrupt or damage you too much. But then again, hopefully, yeah, we will. So glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm humbled to be here. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So what we got on tap today, children? What's jerking? What we got planned? You know,
well, planned.
Give me something.
Well, planned today, as always. You know, you got your fitness, sports and fitness for us tonight, and Mimi, of course, with her drink specials. I'm dying to see what's in the glass tonight, Mimi.
And we George. Found out to me. And George has it in the backdrop. Okay, so look, I'm going to talk about it. I got me tonight. I got some black cherry Stella Rosa.
Ooh, that looks good.
And I have never tried it. This is going to be my first time. I saw it in the store today, and I was like, you know what? Black cherry, Stella Rosa. Okay, sounds like I moved away a little bit from the white. So,
okay.
Look, it's set to chill it, but you guys know me. I put ice on everything. I put ice on milk if I have to. Anyway, I like extra chill. I can't do just put it in the freezer or put it in wherever and let it be really cold and chill the glass. I'm from the islands. We don't do that. We put ice on everything. So I got my glass with my ice, and this goes really well with fresh fruit, cheese, spicy cuisines, and desserts. That's what it goes well with. For me, it goes well with everything. So
everything. Right on.
My team. What is everybody
else? Like
let's go. Show your drink. Show your drink. You know how we do this.
All right.
Hey, listen,
what's
girl. Y'all better give my pinky some FaceTime shit.
Well, you know,
I'm rocking the white.
I don't even have one.
You know I'm right there. You know what it is for me. I got my douce.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Looking good.
And Roger's pinky glass.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
With the cream soda. Cognac and cream soda, boy.
There it is.
I'm just saying.
My inspiration. Like, what we got over there? Even if it's a bottle of water, what we got?
I got nothing.
We are sipping on water and minding our
over.
Business. You know what? I had to stop that guy.
Okay. Hey, you remember Coming to America when she said to Eddie Murphy, hey, if you're going to hang with us, you got to loosen up. And he was like, I can be loose. All right, next time you hear I need your pinky end up in the air. We gonna have conversation, but I got you covered tonight, Mama. You know.
I'm cleansing
is good
because that Stella looks really good, but you know I'm on a journey, so I can't have certain things.
I know.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
I'm on a journey too.
You don't even have a cheat day.
I do. I did my birthday, and then my.
Okay.
Probably my bachelorette when I, you know, I'm getting ready. I'm engaged. I'm getting ready to get married.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club.
So whatever that weekend comes up, that weekend, and then of course my wedding. But yeah.
Okay,
but right now I'm on the
sure.
journey. I gotta stay focused.
You know what you do.
Girl,
water is excellent. Water is perfect because Crystal over there, she be doing her water almost every week. So it's rare when she brings something on, and I think it's been a while. So don't feel bad. Feel good. I'm
water is excellent. I know she didn't have water before, but we ain't talking about it.
I always have me water.
Yeah.
Water is good. You know, sometimes water is the only thing
Man.
That will quench my thirst, you know?
Yeah,
water is really good. It's great, especially if you cut it with whiskey. Man, water is really good. Then it brings out the natural flavors and aromas that come from the barrel. I'm trying to tell y'all, nothing like H2O when you got to do it right, ladies. You got and water in my vodka
really,
in the form of ice.
Like,
yes,
we don't cut it with water. I mean, I'm just saying.
You're so right. You're so
don't
right.
There,
no, that's good though. That's good. We will adjust it.
You know,
nothing wrong with it.
You know, I can hit you with the.
Okay.
I'm cutting with the water.
I'm telling you, trying to tell you. I said it. So, yeah. But, you know, that's cool. Do your thing. Well, I'm going to have one for you, sweetheart. I know you're on a journey. Don't worry about it. Uncle Raj might have two for you just for that. Yeah.
Well, guys, FYI,
okay.
My computer just did something really weird, and I'm in the darkness, so I might have to get off and come back, but I am right here listening, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we got you, Mom.
Okay.
All right, I have some words of wisdom to impart to everyone tonight. This is really good stuff, so everyone be on the edge of your seat for this one.
Uh-oh.
If you love something, let it go.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
And if it doesn't
coming.
Return to you, hunt it down and kill it.
Well, dang. That's raw. That's not a word of inspiration. You're trying to send people to prison.
Wow.
Oh. I mean,
she said that to me. She said, hey, look, when she first logged in to the platform for the show tonight, she said that, and I just about fell out of my chair. Like, what?
Right.
I lost all train of thought on what I was doing.
You couldn't do nothing about that. You couldn't fix that. You couldn't do a thing about it.
All I could think was, here goes my cousin again.
Again.
I was with her half the way. You know what I'm saying? If you love it, let it go. And if it comes back, then it's meant to be that one. But she just
right.
went into the far deep of the ocean with that. With
yeah,
the
I was just
that.
I was just waiting.
She turned left. She turned left up a one-way street.
Drove off a cliff. Yep, that's the whole nine. I do suppose.
Y'all, don't listen to that. She's trying to put everybody in jail.
No.
That is not
just
the plan. Jail is not in the configuration, okay?
No, it's not.
No witnesses.
See,
no
CB
witnesses.
Did not
that's
mean
what
that.
I'm right,
put
George, where's
the
disclaimer? before we go too far,
nothing
just put
to
it
the
out
dark
there because I know.
But wait a minute. But see, I don't think our disclaimer covers that. Hold on, let me check.
Warning: the following video contains explicit language, which may be offensive to some viewers or inappropriate for children. The content within this video is intended for mature audiences only.
Well, that's mainly for me, but I mean, we can kind of find a way to we can find a way to add that. that's called Roger don't get us.
No, actually, it does work because the last thing it says is that this is for mature only audiences
sure.
only. Mature people
that's
don't go
exactly.
kill people.
Yeah, mature people ain't on this show. So,
we
I mean,
wish they
I can't
were
speak for our guests, but I mean, shit, I know the rest of y'all now. I'm not testifying in court for that. So,
a lot.
There's that.
By the way,
yeah.
I just thought about this. I just wanted to say hello to welcome all of our viewers tonight, you know, everybody out there on Facebook, iHeartRadio, StreamYard, you know, everybody listening in, YouTube people, all y'all, I wanted to say welcome to the show. Oh, Twitter, you know, yeah, welcome to the show.
Instagram.
You know,
awesome.
And you can join in at any given time. Just hit the check box, and we can see what you say.
And don't forget to like it and subscribe while you're there. And if you want to weigh in on the topic and you want to speak to us verbally, you can give us a call at 516-418-5603. Again, that's 516-418-5603.
Too much fun.
Yeah,
too much fun. And
let me help you
not
with
even
that.
A drink yet.
You know how you don't know your own phone number? Well, somebody goes, what's your number? You're like, oh, damn, call me. I mean, it was kind of like saying.
She was listening. She was listening to Roger, and she cut her water with some Hennessy.
hey, whatever
y'all
works, bad. You're welcome. I'm just saying. Yeah, be like that. So, see, today, George, you could actually play the Mimi's Fine Wine, and you didn't. And you need to change
well,
that.
Hey, look, they jumped into
well,
it before I even
anyway.
Got a chance. You know, they'd be jumping into stuff before I even get a chance to click the button, you know. But
yeah,
since you mentioned it, hold on.
Now it's time for Mimi's Fine Wine.
It's so backwards.
Okay,
it was only fitting today. Only fitting today. So, yeah, it was only fitting. Fair enough. So, yeah, that's about it, though. Yeah. I'm glad everybody's
right,
in good spirits.
Next up is Roger and his sports and fitness. Yay, Roger under the sea. Here we go. Roll it.
Oh, my God.
If you got some flabby and flimmy flam, then check this out. Roger's fitness tip of the week.
That was me.
Come on,
before,
girl. You know you want to laugh. I see you over there trying to hold it
before
in.
Before I got my
tan. Right now.
Before I got my tan, that was me.
I had nothing to
anyway.
Do with that.
Yeah, we can't. All right. So, actually, no video clip this week. I know y'all are disappointed. Sorry. We'll get back to that. But given our special guest, I wanted to talk about a particular word, and it's going to flow into everything, George's segment as well as when we get with inspiration. Pretty much the only thing is one word, word of the day, discipline. Okay,
discipline.
So no matter what you're doing, discipline is needed. So because we're talking about our particular journeys and things like that, we're all on our own respective journey. Doesn't matter what it is. Preparation for something, you know, gain, lose, whatever you want to do. But it takes discipline in every aspect of your life. But when we're talking about the physical aspect, one of the easiest things you can do if you're kind of new to it is you can let's talk portion control, for instance. There are a lot of ways to, I don't want to say cheat, but there are a lot of ways to play the numbers game and win without really making yourself feel like you are withholding, suffering, things like that. One of the shortcuts I like to take sometimes or tell people is meal splitting. I know people have heard about it, but it bears repeating. So, for instance, if you maybe eat a large breakfast or don't eat a large breakfast, a large lunch or dinner, split whatever meal you have into two. Now you make two meals out of one, so lunch and dinner can both go off of if you went out to eat. Like you've heard it before, take half, box it up immediately, enjoy half of it, and then the other half in the evening. Now let's say that was a 1,500-calorie meal. You just split that up over two meals, and you stay within whatever your daily goal may be, 800, 2,200, whatever. So that's kind of a way to get around having to feel like you're depriving yourself, just one thing. And it's a numbers game. I say it all the time. So that's one thing you can do is just meal splitting. It's a really, really efficient way without buying prepped meals or anything fancy, shakes or whatnot. I for one, also tend to have a very small, I have a light breakfast because I tend to go train in the morning, and then that kind of quells your appetite. And usually by the time I have lunch, which is my larger meal, it's in the afternoon, so that dinner either is almost non-existent or really, really small, which means you go into the evening, you go to bed, you're on that fast a lot longer. So when you wake up, you've actually burned more calories. It's just what it works for me. I mean, you kind of have to figure out what works for you. And what works for one doesn't work for all, but it still keeps my number, my caloric intake, to a minimum. So there are lots of things you can do. Like I said, guys, if you have a suggestion, people call in. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what you think. But I'm just saying what works for me, especially when I'm in a point of the year where I'm trying to get ready for something. So discipline plays a part in everything. We can get, I mean, your mental health, financial health, your physical health, everything that you do that you want to succeed in takes discipline. I mean, you have to stay the course, because if you jump on and off the wagon, as they call it, you're never going to make it to the finish line. So I think that's really kind of what I want to impress upon people today is no matter what you choose to embark on, you have to be committed. You have to be intentional. And since we are usually talking about fitness, I just wanted to throw that out there. So whatever we're thinking about doing, if you commit to walking a mile a day, stick with it. If you commit to dropping your caloric intake, you know, by a couple of hundred calories, do that. If you commit to only having your cheat day on Sunday, you've got to stick with it. I mean, you have to compete against yourself. The only way you're ever going to win. Nobody else matters. And that's really about it. That's the only thing I can tell you. It doesn't matter what you do. Just be intentional, and you have to be committed to what you do. You have to be dedicated. You have to be disciplined. Without discipline, everything goes out the door. You know, I don't want to jump into George's segment, but I'll say this about, you know, any journey, you know, build muscle, shave pounds, get in better cardiovascular shape, running, whatever. Let's look at financially. You know, people, you have to go through loss in order to have gain. There's no way you get to the top unless you're born into it, you know what I mean? But self-made people, let's look at rich people, self-made people. Millionaires lose thousands of dollars to make their millions. Billionaires lose millions of dollars to make their billions. But poor people don't want to lose anything, and they want to be rich. I did not write that, but I love quoting it because it's the God-honest truth. People don't want to give up anything, but you want to reap all the reward. How are you going to have a gain when you haven't done anything or put any work into that over your lifetime? So that's where discipline comes into play. You have to stay the course. Study, study, study. Train, train, train. So That's really about it for that. Real quick on sports, let me jump ship really quickly. I know you guys know who Brittany Grimes is, WNBA player detained in Russia right now. It's a lot going on in the world, folks. A lot of it's intentional. I'm just letting you guys know. You know, y'all know I'm the head conspiracy theorist in the club. So, but we're getting back to playing that Cold War game from the 80s. You know, there are quite a few Americans detained over there. I found it interesting that they chose, you know, a celebrity figure in terms of, but it's a prime opportunity to get some leverage. Now, my hope is that, you know, things work out for the best and that it doesn't get crazy. But again, we do it to other countries do it to us. Usually we don't look at our athletes and things like that as bargaining chips, if you will. So I'm a little bit surprised because, you know, she's got her wife on this side of the ocean, and you already know the community that supports them among the athletic community, LGBTQ, and all this. There are a lot of other communities that are, you know, women's leagues. She's got a gang of support. So my suggestion is they don't let anything happen to that young lady. But I found it interesting because they detained her for a couple of vape pens. Now, if I'm not mistaken, she was here in Vegas for a while before she moved to another team. It's legal so many places, people don't think about that. You know, you can get on a plane with so much stuff now, it doesn't matter. We don't think of, you know, vapes and marijuana. THC just really isn't considered a drug in America anymore. So she wasn't trying to transport. I don't want people thinking she was, you know, carrying 4 or 5 keys of anything. She just had a couple of vape pens. I mean, hell, you know, you can unscrew those and take them across the country. Ask me how I know. So anyway, you know.
How do you know?
Keep your prayers up.
I'm kidding.
Because I've done it. I don't care. It's legal. I've done it.
Hey, look. Watch what you tell me to ask. And I'll be like, what?
Right, exactly. But anyway, so not much on sports other than we've got to take care of the people that we need to. And right now she needs our support, folks. So, you know, keep Brittany in your prayers.
Hey, Rod. Since you're on sports, I found it really funny that the Seattle traded Russell Wilson. What's your take on that?
Ah, yeah.
He's
you
a
know
Bronco
what?
Now.
Thank you. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I was just watching it last night in a little lounge with a buddy of mine from Kansas City who was out here. And we saw that, and that's interesting. I think he'll probably have some moderate success. And again, I like watching Russ. I think I just as a person, I love the guy's energy. I love what he's about. I love the love he has for his family. So I, you know, there's not a whole lot. Now we're going to have to play him a couple of times a year. So I would love to see him do well, but I hope we knock his ass off. That being said, it'll be an interesting fit in Denver. I'm interested to see because they haven't really been an air it out team. You know, obviously since Manning left and before that Elway, so it'll be interesting to see who they utilize and how they build around him because he's kind of at the end of his career, but he's still got some production and productivity left in him. So it'll be interesting to see. I'll enjoy watching him. I hate Denver, but I'll enjoy watching him play because I want to see their brother succeed. So yeah, it'll be fun. And, you know, we get to see him a couple of times, which we haven't in all of his career. So that'll be nice. But we should win.
Right.
And also, with that being said, what do you think about them trading Eric Fisher?
Also kind of caught me by surprise.
Right. Huh? It caught me by surprise, too. As a matter of fact, the deal that I seen about it, because it popped up on Twitter, They're trading Eric Fisher, and the trade ended up getting denied.
Why? Was it monetary?
I don't know if it was a money thing or what, but I know they're having some troubles getting the trade done. So,
well,
you know,
I know he was commanding. He was commanding some pretty good jack. So I'm curious to know if it was a situation where maybe he didn't get the sweet enough deal. You know, I'll have to research it because that took me by surprise. I did not expect him to part ways with him at all. You know, I really
not with Eric Fisher.
Him.
No, I mean
no, exactly.
But and then
so that,
and I think they're trying to
they
do some things with that defensive.
Is that why they're able to be traded?
Excuse me?
I said, are they free agents? Is that why they're able to be traded?
No.
Well,
free agency works a little bit different. But he's not in free agent status yet anyway. But that works off a little bit different on the trades.
Right.
But they're making trades, they're making deals, and sometimes those deals happen with people that you don't want to go, but it's what you got to do. If you're giving that one good person up to get two good people,
sure,
then that's why those things happen sometimes, or to build a certain area of defense or offense or whatever the case is. I think it's a bad idea.
So do we have an idea? But, do we have an idea of who that the trade may be for? Are they trying to pull, more linemen? Or, who are they trying to pull? Because
it's going to be defense for defense.
I saw him
be
long-term.
Yeah, it's going to be defense for defense. And I think maybe one of the reasons they selected him was for salary cap issues. To get two other prospects.
I can understand that part of it.
Because he's hitting the salary cap pretty hard. So, they can probably, if they remove him, they can gain two others that might be able to be equal to or equal plus one, so. But, yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. I'll do some research and, see what happens in the coming, few days and whatnot. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Right.
But we're talking about KC, by the way, guys. I'm sure you guys know that by now. moving on.
So,
thanks, Rod.
You got it.
Thorough,
what you got, G?
As usual. All right, George.
Oh, you want me to roll that beautiful bean footage?
Oh, yeah.
So over the last few weeks, we've done a deep dive in business and with these business tips. We've discussed sometimes the biggest problem in business is you as the owner. Sometimes you want to take a look at yourself. We've dealt with such situations like, say no, say yes a whole lot. We've talked about marketing strategies. We've talked about not having all your marketing eggs in one bucket, keeping 10 different streams going on through your process. We've talked about a lot of different things. But the one thing, everything that we've discussed in the last few weeks, the one thing that they have in common is something that's also in common with what you just heard over the fitness. And that big thing is in finances is discipline. You've got to have the discipline. Without discipline, none of it's going to work. You've got to have a game plan. A financial game plan. Once you create a financial game plan that works, and it works on paper, you have to be disciplined enough to follow through with it. If you're not disciplined, it's never going to work. Simple as that. Got to have that discipline. If you tell yourself, and this is not just business, this is just everyday life. And everything you do, you got to have that discipline. Because if you tell yourself, okay, I want this new car over here. I'm going to get this car, and I want it within a year. And if you got to have a down payment that you don't have, okay, so you need to be able to put $5,000 down, then you need to strike a number and say, okay, every week or every month, I'm going to put away this much money. So that by this time, I have that down payment. And if you don't do that, then you don't have the down payment. You don't have that down payment, and guess what? You don't have the car. Mm-hmm. So something that simple is discipline. But discipline starts with the little things. Setting aside the little things and following through with those little things. When you learn little thing discipline, then you get, then you're ready for big things discipline. So when you're putting your business together and you have a business plan and you start your business and you're running your business and you have a financial plan and you create that plan, you have to follow that plan. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you create a bad plan. You still have to be disciplined with it and do exactly what you said you was going to do. Now, if you do what you said you was going to do and it fails, let it fail because you had the wrong plan, not because you didn't have discipline. Because if you don't have discipline and you have the right plan, it's still going to fail. You've got to have discipline, financial discipline. Will save a lot of headache. And that's what we have. And that's what we have for Business Tips of the Week this week.
Awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Awesome. I'm done. I'll be here all week.
Try to be here. That's what's up, though. That is absolutely
all right.
All right.
Great job.
So, Crystal, is it time to pay the bills?
It is.
Or you got no one? No, you got movies. You ain't got no movies for us this week?
Well, there are movies that are going to be starting, so Google them, and they'll be on starting Friday. So enjoy. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
These are movies.
Motivation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. What's up?
Right.
The whole hook. The whole hook. I needed the whole hook. You took me to the islands, and then you just snatched me away.
Right.
Having a whole island moment. All I needed is a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah. Get yourself ready for a good line, eh? Yeah.
That last part of that commercial takes you back home, huh, Mimi?
You don't understand. As soon as I heard one love, I'm on here like, yeah! I'm back.
Mimi, ready for you. Ready for wine.
I'm always ready for wine.
Before we start our fire hot topic tonight with our beautiful guest, we're going to do a quick music break. Please enjoy. One moment.
I wrote this.
Taking y'all back. Way back.
We'll be right back. they do. They smile in your face. All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
At a time to anxious eyes, leave it alone to say, a wash cloth never boils, but I still wash away, anyway, I hold my breath for longer, how can I say or do a thing when I got so many things racing through my head? Check that guy, still at past 3:60 minutes till you meet the one you're talking all about for weeks. So what you doing? Clean your hair, brush your teeth, and don't be nervous when you two finally meet. Be a gentleman, it'll be okay. My God, start looking at the clock. I tell you when you gotta leave. You looking good, you're looking fresh. Shoulder straight, head up and look ahead. Spray this, chew that, take this and don't forget. Be yourself when the clock says 4:30. Go and tell her she looks lovely.
All right, all right, all right. Hopefully everybody loved our music break. And if you don't know who the first artist was, the OJs, the fabulous, fabulous OJs, with Backstabbers, which is a great song. And you know what? It's such a real song because, you know, music comes from real life experiences. So someone must have stabbed them in the back really bad because the song is just so deep. And then the second artist was Mus Deposit out of Thailand with his new hit, Before 4:30. That Mimi absolutely loves, so that one's for you, Mimi.
Yes, thank you, honey. I was enjoying it.
Yeah, it's pretty you see him. He's hot.
Roger, don't be a hater your whole life, okay?
Oh, you know, some things just go through me. They just course through me. I don't learn to let, you know.
Honey, I heard that. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Hate. You know me. Like Dave Chappelle's time haters. That's cool. That's all right. I'm a one.
All right. So now it is time for our fire hot topic. And I want to once again introduce our wonderful special guest, Inspiration. She has such an amazing story. And she is such a beautiful woman, not just on the outside, but also on the inside. And you guys are going to love her as much as I do. So without further ado, Inspiration, introduce yourself and share your journey with us.
So hi, everybody. I'm Inspiration. It is a play on my name. So my name is Shonda. And the word, the actual name, came up on my daughter's 13th birthday. So it kind of came out of, it was birthed from there. And I was on this divorce journey, was trying to reinvent myself a little bit and just trying to give something back. You know, sometimes when you're going through something personally, and I don't know if anybody else has went through this, but for me, I needed to give in order to heal. And so I was just sitting there and I was talking to my sister and I was like, you know, I really have been praying about, you know, just like doing some sort of a podcast. I don't know where God is leading me. And she was like, well, you should just do it. And I was like, okay. And I was getting ready to turn 40 and it was just a lot of changes in my life. And I was like, okay, I'm going
to
do this.
She was
like,
getting
I'm
ready
do
to
something.
Turn 40.
Hey,
you look
I'm
like 43. You're 12.
I just started.
Go on, girl.
Go ahead, mama.
I just started 43.
Well, let me tell you, you wear 43 like a brand new set of clothes.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead.
So I was going through that, and I just needed to, reinvent Shonda, and so that's where all this was birthed. And around that time, I was thinking about doing weight loss surgery. And I was like, you know, that might be a little too much right now. I'm getting a divorce. I'm trying to, like, mentally, I just wasn't there. And so fast forward a couple years and met this amazing man. And just my life started changing. And he proposed. And then I was, you know, I was like, you know what? It's time. Like, I want to go into my new life with a this, I've already mentally, you know, you heal every day, so I'm not perfect by any means, but I'm striving for the peace that I want to get to, right? And then I ended up saying, you know what, this is the time. I want my body to be well. I had knee issues, and I may not look 40, but I felt it. So I wanted to change the things, right? And so I was like, it's time to shed this weight. Like, I'm done. This is I'm over it. And so he was very supportive, went with me. I had been doing my research slowly. So my weight loss journey didn't start in 2021. It started beyond 2018. Like, I had to work on me. I had to make sure that not only was I ready for this mentally, but I was ready for it physically, that I love me. I had to start with basically just loving me. So I had to start with loving the skin I was in, loving the thickness that I had, loving the curves that I had, understanding that, okay, yeah, you know, you might have this flaw, you might have that flaw, but overall, you're good. You know, you love you. And so that's what I started doing. I started loving me in my different ways. And then I've talked to people who had the surgery, and I put it in the back of my mind, okay, well, you know, we'll see. And this was the year. And so I went into it with no hesitation, no issues, no nothing. I mean, just gung-ho. I was ready to go. And here we are, 6 weeks today, and I am 34 pounds down since the surgery.
All right.
I'm not ashamed. Thank you. I decided to share this journey too on my YouTube. Well, I decided to put a YouTube page together. So I put a YouTube page together. Right. I do a podcast as well. And so, and I share it on Instagram and on Facebook. And I'm just real transparent because I want people who want to go through this, I want them to know what it's like. We, for some reason, black women in weight loss surgery and just weight loss period, they're very standoffish. They're very, you know, ashamed of where they are. And I just feel like, okay, well, if that's how they feel, that's fine. Maybe they're not ready yet, but let me be that voice. Let me be that person for them because I'm ready now and I can do that for them. So why not? So that's what I decided to start doing. So the day I was going in for my pre-op appointment, that's when God told me, it's time. You need to start sharing your story. And so I've been doing that ever since, and I'm literally, like, putting my weight where I used to be and where I am now on all the social medias, and I'm just like, oh, okay, Lord. But it's been
so
amazing.
Let me interrupt you for a second. What's your YouTube?
Oh, my YouTube. You would think I would know that. So you can look up Inspiration. So it's INSPIRA, capital SHON.
I can't
just
spell
like it says down there. In the you can't spell? Okay.
I can't spell. I need cue cards.
Oh, Lord. I'm fine. Oh, Lord. I need to hold up a sign for you.
There you go. There you go. Vanna White me, girl. Vanna White me. For sure. That's fantastic.
So and you can find me on any social media and there. I'm sorry. Say that, Mimi.
Oh, I was going to ask, what challenges have you experienced since the surgery?
I've learned a lot about myself. food is definitely, when I went into this, I thought, oh, no, I'm fine. I don't use food for comfort. I just eat, you know, and sometimes, here's the thing. I never ate. Like, my mother was concerned about the surgery because she was like, you don't eat now. Like, how is it that you're going to fuel your body? And I was like, Mama, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be fine. And my weaknesses I learned that self-soothe me are sweet and wine. And so those are the two things, especially after my divorce. Like, wine was my big one. And when I'm frustrated, when I've had a bad day at work or whatever, I can't use those platforms. I can't use that anymore. Like, I have to figure out a different way to self-soothe. And so that's been one challenge. Learning how to eat again is another. It is definitely not the easiest thing to teach yourself how to eat again. And when I say eat again, your stomach is smaller, so you can't hold as much, you know, food that you would normally eat. Like, normally we go out to eat, right? Have an appetizer. We're going to have a drink before. Then we're going to have, you know, the entree. And then we probably going to have dessert, right? Not me. I can't do that right now.
Right.
Learning how to do that. And then I can't drink when I eat. So there's lots of little nuances that you have to, you know, get yourself through.
But much like we talked about earlier, I was listening to you speak in terms of your discipline, like we talked about the quote-unquote cheat day and things like that. I know a good deal about this because a very, very good friend of mine and his wife did this maybe I don't know, 6-8 years ago, and we used to play football together, so he was an O lineman, which means he was a big boy. And now, I mean, he's, you know, literally half of himself, but they were very determined to do it the proper way.
Yeah.
And I remember after we first had it done, you know, kind of hanging out, and he was very careful about, you know, if he did have a drink, very, very small one, only one sip.
Yeah.
As far as the food intake and things like that, they really followed everything to a T. That's the only way you can succeed, because if you do anything outside of that, it's going to go wrong. So, again, big ups to you for today's word, having that discipline and having a supportive partner, for sure.
Thank you. Yes. Now, I will say, I have a supportive family, but I got to say, when I was thinking about this previously, I did not have that support like I do now. And I'm so grateful for him. Big ups to, shout out if I can, shout out to D'Angelo. I love you. I love you, babe. Thank you.
Boo-boo. Way to go. Go ahead, D'Angelo, boo-boo, baby. And I'm just messing with you. Hey, way to be a good partner, fam. I love hearing it, man. I love hearing it. So big ups to you, my man. Yeah, hold her down. Hold her down. That's good. That's great.
He definitely does. I have to give him that. He definitely does. And he's making sure I'm exercising and just, you know, he's dealing with all my mood swings. Because people don't know. When they change your insides, you go through mood swings because your hormones are different. For women, this kind of stuff is it's a beast, man.
Let me ask you a question, if I may. Did they prep you for that? Was this like a conversation that you and the doctor had, like, look, this is what you're going to be experiencing when you go through this, or you just kind of like went to the surgery and came out and all kinds of things are happening? You're like, why am I acting this way? What's going on?
So he did. He did tell me that my hormones would change. I also spoke with a lot of friends. So a lot of my friends have had this surgery. I watched as well as asked questions. So I got a lot of good insight.
Good.
Got a lot of good insight.
Good. I'm happy for you.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
thank
all the best
for
your journey, because you're very fresh. It's very fresh. So it's just a couple weeks in.
It's 6 weeks today. Next month I go for 3 month checkup. I can't believe that either. So it is definitely flying, and I can't believe how quickly your body changes. So that's another interesting thing. And this is the funny part too, y'all. When you are going through the change and you start to lose your weight, it is not the easiest thing to contemplate sometimes in your mind. You're kind of like, wait a minute. Like,
it's
I wasn't this size before. Now, it's dramatic in my mind. Now, I will say I'm grateful that it's gradual, but it's still very – I cannot believe I'm literally – I don't mind telling y'all because I tell the world every day. But I'm at 278.0. That was today. That's when I got weighed in.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe – like, I haven't seen that number in some years. So I don't even remember the last time I saw that number. So to know that and – still be getting smaller and to see your clothes getting bigger and things like that, I'm grateful. I never want guys not to think how grateful I am. But it's just an adjustment in my head. Like, I literally have to adjust myself every day.
Beautiful.
That's wild.
So with that being said, let me put you on blast right quick.
Okay.
You know me. I'm always over here clicking on some shit, right? You know that my team, they know me. I'm always over here clicking on some shit. So, congratulate you with your 6 week checkup on today. You know, which happens to be my daddy's birthday. So, Daddy, if you're watching tonight, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Daddy.
Hold on,
you said one for Dad. All right, we're gonna toast
one
for Dad.
I drink for everybody's dad. I drink for my dad.
All right.
Go ahead, girl. Here's to you, Pop.
Now, with that being said, hold the phone. Let me put her on blast right quick. Let me switch some stuff up right quick. I'm gonna hear.
Hey.
Oh Lord.
Here we go.
Good morning, Inspiration followers. I just needed to jump on really quickly to tell you how my six week appointment went. I'm a little dry in the mouth. I need to get some water in me this morning. But I wanted to just jump on because, one, I wanted to tell you guys about some things that happened to me and as far as the food is concerned and eating. And then I wanted to let you know how my 6 week went. And can you believe it's been six? I can't believe that it's been 6 weeks since my initial surgery, and things are going well. I'm actually doing well. So first off, let me just give you guys a going back to this food thing. So I had ate something the other day, and I was starving. Like, I was starving, y'all. And I had cooked, and I was so excited to eat. And it was, like, one of my favorite meals that I normally would cook. So it's, like, boneless, skinless chicken thighs. I like those. And I baked them in the oven, and I need to probably add a little water to it now just to make things moisturized when I eat because it helps to go down. But I fixed that, and I fixed some cabbage. Well, the kids fixed. They helped me, you know, finish the meal, so they fixed the cabbage. And so I'm eating. I'm just enjoying it, but, y'all, I'm scarfing it down. Like, when I say I'm not breathing, but I'm not breathing. I'm hungry, right? So I finish eating because I feel myself getting full, and I sit there for a minute. I'm like, I don't feel, you know, something don't feel right. And I'm kind of tripping about it. I'm like, well, let me get myself together. And I couldn't get myself together. And so all of a sudden, I had to run to the bathroom. And I basically what I ate, it came back. And after going to the doctor today about that and asking them about it, they said, yeah, you ate too quick. So it wasn't what I ate. It was the fact that I ate too quick. So I want to urge you guys, those of you who are on this journey, who are in the, you know, same stages as me or whatever the case may be, when they say that you have to take your time and eat, you have to take your time to eat. Like, I have experienced at least two of the bad things that people told me may happen. I've experienced those. So, and I mean, they weren't horrible. It wasn't horrible. Like, the way it felt when things used to come up versus how that felt, it was, like, completely different. It was just that I ate too quick. So, note taken. I will not do that again. So I wanted to put that out there. So be cautious of that. 6 week went well. My doctor said, and it was cute. He was like, yeah. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out something intelligent to say, but I really don't have anything. You're doing great. And I'm really, you know, proud of your progress. So from the week before surgery, I have lost 34 pounds, which is, they said, which is really good in the time frame that I am in. So I feel good. I'm starting to see the results, and I'm feeling confident. It is funny, though, because every week when I see, you know, and I'm even down a pound since Monday, which is crazy. Yeah, like Monday I weighed myself, and I was 279. I am 278.0 today. So that is crazy to me because it seems like it just keeps going, you know, and if they were telling me today, you know, go ahead and get a little more vigorous with your exercise because that's going to help too. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. So it's going to, you know, just double your weight loss, and so that makes me feel excited too. So I am going to, now that it's getting warmer outside, I mean, you know, once Missouri, Lord have mercy with our weather, once the weather decides that it's going to finally move into spring, I'm going to definitely be outside more, walking and things like that. But so I wanted to go over that with you guys too. I am on stage 7. So next week will be my last week of the diet stages that I have to go through. And this week they told me to add in some calcium, so I need to go and purchase some calcium chews and have those twice a day. I can incorporate this week nuts, which I'm actually a little excited about because it can be a source of a snack and a bit of protein. So I'm excited about that too. And then next week, I think it's like, I'm not sure what exactly, but I know one of the things that I can have is a protein bar. So I'm really excited about that too. Because that's going to help me in the mornings when I'm really bad about breakfast. I always have been. Just because you have the surgery does not mean that you're going to immediately start learning how to eat. Like you have to remind yourself, you have to reprogram your mind to eat. So I am definitely excited about this protein bar because I can at least eat a little bit of that, sit and kind of calm my nerves in the morning and then move around and have a little water and then move around. And that should give me the energy I need to start moving. I haven't been doing too bad with that though. It hasn't been as bad as it has been, but every now and again, like this morning as I was getting dressed, I noticed that, okay, yeah, every now and again. It's not constant, it's just every now and again. But that's me. I don't know how anybody else is. So those are the updates, guys. I'm very proud of myself and wanted to share with you guys first. And I'm about to go have a busy day. I have a lot going on at work today, but then later on this afternoon, I will be meeting with my cousin to plan wedding stuff. And then I really want you guys to join me at the show starts at 10 Central Standard Time. It is called CB and the Boys. And I am going to contact her today so that I can post how you guys can get on and listen. Join me. So if your schedule allows, if you're still up, I would love for you to hear Inspiration on CB and the Boys radio show tonight. I think I'm coming on at like 10:30. So if you are still up, please join us. I would love to hear your feedback on the topic that we're going to be talking about tonight. And I'm just grateful, blessed, excited, humbled just to be asked and to be a part. So I thank y'all for this time, and I will talk to y'all soon. All right.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
That was
awesome. Wow. And she throwed us out there. Go on, girl.
Absolutely awesome. Like, that was awesome, awesome, awesome. And FYI, everything was so perfect about that video. And you carried yourself so well. The lighting, no makeup, like, just you. Like, yo, this
Wait
is
minute.
Me.
But hold
Don't
up, but
stop
hold up.
Doing that.
Everything was perfect, but I got one question. Because
what?
I could see the different colors of the cars driving past. Reflecting off the ceiling.
I was in the hospital.
I hope you wasn't sitting there at the stoplight while you were doing that.
No, no.
And I hope you wasn't driving.
You know what I was thinking? I was like, damn, bro. I don't know how big. I was like, oh boy, where's? I figured you were sitting, but I was like, yo, we need a big eraser to wipe that grin off her face. But I love it though. I love your energy. I'm like, she just. I love it, man. That's dope. That's super dope. But, keep going. I have a question. I hope this helps somebody. So you're mentioning being a little dehydrated. Is there a limit to the amount of water you can take in per day? I figured.
No. I'm supposed to be reaching 64 ounces of water, and that's any liquid. So that's water. Well, not water, but liquid. So it should be.
Liquid.
I can even consider that in like a soup or anything else. So
sure.
64 ounces is where I should be, but I'm striving to get there. I was even told today that, hey, everybody doesn't even meet that level because I'm
lot.
Struggling with
more,
liquid and I'm struggling with protein, trying to get that all
sure.
in every day. And when you have a smaller pouch, you can't do all of that. So they're lenient, but, yeah, as much as I can get, it's better for me. So my issue has been, honestly, Roger, that if I don't like these protein shakes anymore. Like, you get to a point where you don't want to drink them anymore because they are.
Oh, I get it.
You have to keep finding new ones, yes. And so that's been my issue. And so I have to go shop for a new one so that I can get more protein in my liquid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what about, and then, like, you know what, because you were talking about getting a little more active with that, see, now you have to stick with, see, you're stuck with us now because obviously I have a fitness segment, and then I have some circuits and things like that I do, and they can all be modified, so see, now your ass is on the hook. You can't go anywhere, and, you know.
She's stuck. She's going to have to periodically chime into the show and let us know where she is on her journey and talk about her nutrition. Yeah, yeah.
So we're
going to incorporate you in with Rogers
ultimate?
Fitness.
Right, yeah, you're going to be running next to me on a treadmill on the next one. So
I don't know about that one.
what's your ultimate goal here? Like, do you have a number, or do you just say, I'm going to go until I feel right, and that's it, until I like what I like, and I'm done?
Right. I like what I like. And whatever from there, so I like what I like. I've never had a number in mind, so.
Sure. So, see, I'm going to put this out there because I'm an asshole. It's going to get warm in KC pretty soon. And now I'm going to come and see, I know George is still there, and I come back home all the time. So I'm going to come, and when it gets warm, I'm going to make you go through one with me. So now you're stuck. And don't worry about it. I'll find you because KC ain't that big. So I'll find you. So just be warned. I think your particular following would love it. And trust me, I've been doing this for a long time, so. It'll be great. I'm not that bad. I'm only a dick when I'm not coaching people. So, it'll be fun. But I can't wait to see. We're going to keep up with your progress because I think this is so great. You know what I mean? I think that's dope.
Thank you.
I would love for you to join me on one of the segments, and we'll and here's what's great. I do things for everybody. I don't do things just for my body type or yours or George's or Mimi's or Chris. I do it for everybody. So it's gonna give a lot of credence and validity to what I'm saying about things and how things can be modified. So, I mean, I'm so glad that you're here because you will be a shining example of how two people coming from two different walks can get something out of the exact same thing. So, yeah, you've just been recruited. Sorry, not sorry. It is what it is. Love you, mean it.
All right, I'll take it.
But we'll do it when it gets warmer.
I accept the challenge.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I guess.
Are you done? You done, George?
Hell no, I got plenty of stuff to take over here.
You make me spill my liquor, we got action. Don't ever do that.
All right, so one thing I wanted to bring up is that one of the issues that one can develop after having the surgery or just being on a weight loss journey, period, is the body dysmorphia that can develop. And for those of our listeners who don't know what body dysmorphia is, it's called body dysmorphic disorder, and it's a mental illness involving obsessive focus on a perceived flaw in appearance. The flaw may be minor or imagined, but the person may spend hours a day trying to fix it. The person may try many cosmetic procedures or exercises to an excess. One can become bulimic. Another thing, one can also go in reverse and become anorexic after having the surgery or making this huge life-changing decision. Because our topic mainly is, you know, the pros and cons of making life-changing decisions. And it's definitely a lifestyle change, without a doubt. But some of the dark sides would be the body dysmorphia when you look in the mirror, you know, like for some, like with the 600-pound lifers that you see on the show, they experience when they say, when they look in the mirror, they still see that 600-pound person. And Megan, on My 1,000-Pound Friend, she is really going through it. She was well over. She was almost 700 pounds, and she lost a great deal of weight. And she still hates her body. She still hates herself. And she now, from the last episode, she's turning to liquor to replace food, which is not a good combination. But when she looks in the mirror, she still sees that 700-pound woman. So what things do you think can help people that are suffering from that on this journey? Like when the doctors talk to you guys about the surgery, do they also, you know, tell you about that, that can also develop, or what could people expect?
They do. What I believe that, well, first of all, I'll tell you what they told me, and then I'll tell you what I believe. I do know that in those practices that you go to get this this procedure done, they have support groups. They have you do have to go through a psychiatric evaluation before you can even get the surgery. So there's a lot of things that you have to go through before you can even go into getting the surgery. If that happens, they do, like, I love my program, and I think there's others like this, where they see you through longer than just after, you know, you have the surgery and then you're just done, you know, or post-op and then you're just done. No, they follow you through. You can still go to support groups. You can still talk to people. One of the other things that I can go to the support groups, and I honestly have not been to any of the ones in North Kansas City Hospital yet, but I joined a group on Facebook that is for ladies who have had weight loss surgery, or just people who have had weight loss surgery. And you hear a lot of stories in there. There's a lot of people who are grateful that they had the surgery. It changed their life. There's a lot of people in there who feel like it was the worst thing that they've ever done. And it just depends on the person. My personal belief is that if you're not mentally stable and ready for this before you go into it, you're not, that kind of thing will happen. I was going through therapy for my own self, you know, for my own well-being way before I even decided to have this. So I was mentally strong enough to deal with it. But those people truly need, you know, a mental clarity before they enter it. And definitely afterward, they need someone to help them with it.
Okay. That's interesting. Is that why you were saying earlier that you're really glad that it's coming out gradually, because it gives you time to wrap your mind around what's happening without the dramatic? It makes sense now.
Absolutely.
I've known of people that have a spouse who actually did not like the dramatic weight loss because it made them feel insecure, or it made them feel like, you know, now they were going to go out and get a whole new set of friends or another partner because I got with you at this size, and now that you're this size, you're going to shut me to the side. So the fact that you have that much support, I mean, you've got it all together right now, which, I mean, and by that I mean, you know, having your ducks in a row as far as your therapy and getting your mental together and things like that. So to me, my personal opinion, and I'm biased now that I know you, I think you've got a recipe for success because you got your ducks in a row. A lot of people don't. And so, yeah, this is definitely going to help people that have these questions, because I can only imagine it would probably be difficult. It's no different. Listen, and it, not being funny, but people that are endomorphic versus ectomorphic, you know, meaning that people that keep their weight and people that don't put any on, have dramatic mental effects if they put on or lose a few pounds. So if you got a real, real slim person, 10 pounds blows their whole mind, whereas someone, it may not make as much of a difference. And so they may look in the mirror and lose it because they're like, oh, my face is just a little bit more full, and freak out. So same thing in reverse, I can only imagine. If you go, wow, yesterday my face was this full, now it's that much. That's dramatic. And then you get here, you have to wrap your mind around it, you know? So Yeah, I'm glad you have a kind of a formula, if you will, and other people should, you know, really look into that. But that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Now.
During while I was just a couple of weeks ago, this happened. Since we're on this topic too, there was a young lady, a black woman, who was on the weight loss surgery group, and she wanted to know from all of us. She was like, do you guys feel like this tool will make me look better? I'm black. I'm not pretty. I don't have, like, she had no hope. And it hurt my heart. And I was listening to, and she was like, I just want to feel better. I just want to look better. And will this help me look better? Will this help me feel better? And she hadn't done it yet. And I told her, the first thing I told her was, first of all, you're beautiful. By yourself. It doesn't matter if you had the surgery or not. You really are gorgeous. And she really was. I went and actually looked up her profile and everything. She was a beautiful woman. But she had been so hurt and so beat down by society and so just didn't love herself. And I had to really, you know, first of all, I was like, okay, God, what do you say to a woman like that? And so when I kind of got clarity on what I wanted to encourage her in, all I basically said was, you know, you got to love you first. You can't do any of this until you start to learn how to love you. Then you can start talking about losing weight. But how about we learn how to love? How about we look in the mirror and do some affirmations that says, you know what, I do love me. I do see my eyes. My eyes are beautiful. My lips are gorgeous. You know, I have gorgeous cheekbones. Whatever it is, you need to start loving them little things first. Because if you don't understand how to love that, it's never going to matter.
Mm-hmm. Girl, who told you I love my cheekbones? You show right up in here. But that's 100%
true. Know
what?
What's funny is, you know, I'm listening to this and I'm listening to what she's saying, and she's so correct. It's not even funny. And, I mean, just think about every show we do every week. One of the last things that you hear on our show is CB talking about how to love yourself, that you got to
love
yourself. You know, and that's real talk. That's real talk. That's real talk. You can't, like CB says every week, you can't love anything or anybody else if you don't love yourself, because that's where it starts.
And some people don't even like themselves. Do you understand the difference?
Right.
Like, I know people who don't even like what they see in the mirror. And it's heartbreaking because of what family, friends, society, you know, it's just, it's like a compounding of negativity, and it makes that person look in the mirror and go, I don't like anything about that. Even though those of us on the outside looking in going, all right, we like, I've got a checklist of things that are amazing about you. But if you can't see it, I can't cut your head open and pour it in. So you have to like yourself in order to love yourself. And after that, you can heal yourself. So, again, you are definitely probably what a lot of people in your city and in your country need. Because let's face facts, we're all from Kansas City. Like, we're family. I can say it, and if y'all got a problem with it, fight me on it. Kansas City has a huge problem with, you know, with sedentary lifestyle and people that are not in shape. People that take their natural shapes and sizes for granted, let them go to waste, and then look at it on the back end and go, I've got to fix that. Now, everybody's story is different. I'm just speaking about the city that I love and the city that I come from. So I don't like it, not my problem. Find the lie. That being said,
the islands too, though. Us island women is actually the same thing too. The island women have so much.
Okay.
It's
so much more natural.
Yeah, but it's almost like if you don't either go through counseling, get self-help books, read a lot of affirmations, get online, look it up for yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you don't do it, can't nobody do that for you, you know?
And so when
like you
have
said,
someone like Inspiration that turns into and becomes an advocate, and you know, and really just like the drum major for that, where you find the excuse here. Here's a woman who's like going, look, I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to put it all out there. And you mean to tell me, some people won't even, they'll lie to you and won't even tell you where they went or what they had for breakfast because of embarrassment. Here you are, you're laying it all out there. Mm-hmm. That's like that's painted a big ass S on your chest, because mm-hmm. nobody can say a thing now. What are they going to say? When you go, listen, I'm killing the game. I'm down to 278.0. I'm killing the game.
Right.
What are you going to say over there when, you know,
yeah,
someone may
then,
be a little
then,
larger
right?
or smaller?
And, right, and then, but guess what? I had this moment when I inhaled my food and I had to run to the bathroom. Do you know how real that is? Like,
that is,
like
yeah, that's...
It's like almost
that's
like
I'm looking in the window.
But,
yeah.
But people need to hear that because they need to know your reality. Like, this is me. This is what I went through. This is how it is. This is what I experienced. It may or may not happen
yeah,
for you,
yeah.
but guess what? This is what you look forward to. Let's go.
You don't think you're giving people inspiration? I think you know you are, but the hope, the courage that you're giving people they're going, okay, she just put it all out there. Now, what do I have to lose? Like, I can't even compete with that. It's crazy. It always takes the one to influence the many, and that's
yes.
just really how waves of change are created. So, I think we're all saying the same thing. Go on, girl, keep doing what you do. At some
yeah.
point, like I said, I don't know what week checkup you're gonna have, but you're gonna say, listen, Doc, I'm going to drink some of my calories with my brother Roger because he's going to make me. So, you know, you might have to save up for your cheat day because I'm a horrible influence. You're welcome. We'll get there.
Okay. He's not kidding.
We all have our
calories. Not at all. I know.
Come on. Don't do me like that. Come on.
It's all good.
We all have our talent.
And then you know what's going to happen? Yeah. D'Angelo is going to meet Roger. He's going to absolutely love
See?
Him. He's going to be like, that's my brother. And then he's going to follow through.
Yeah.
Baby, you got to have a little calorie for Raj.
he's going to be like, I cannot explain what's wrong with him. No one can. But, yeah, he's all right. He's all right.
A little calorie.
Right.
But this is cool, though. I mean, it's so needed.
Thank
it's
you.
So needed. In a lot of ways, you give a lot of people the courage, believe it or not. Even if you don't think about that,
exactly.
you're giving people courage.
Roger, exactly. Those
really
are the key
don't.
Words right there. You're giving people courage. And I got to say, and I got to thank you for coming on the show with us tonight and telling your story. Because real talk, I know when it comes to people that have a complex with their weight issues and anything like that, they are really closed mouth, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you're not, and you are an inspiration for those that
Literally.
Are afraid to speak out about it, real talk.
Yeah.
And,
thanks.
Yeah, that's some good shit right there. For real talk. That's some good shit right there.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what, though? Thanks. But hold up. Let me hit you with a whole nother one. A whole nother one. So let me get a tad bit personal here. So
we
already put you on blast. Now we're going to put somebody else on blast right quick.
Okay.
What's your man's name?
We are
nervous.
Huh?
Come on. What's his name?
His name is D'Angelo.
D'Angelo.
All right.
D'Angelo. I commend you for sticking with this woman and doing these things and what she's going through, because you are her backbone.
Yeah.
At this point. You are her backbone, and congratulations on your engagement, and just be the same brother after I do that you are before the I do. You know what I'm saying? Don't change. Don't be somebody different. But
D'Angelo,
I want
to
give you props.
Damn.
I want to give you props. I want to give you props for sticking with her and helping her through her ordeal. And I wish the best for the both of you. I wish the best for the both of you. Next time, we might require D'Angelo to be sitting next to you right on this show. You know what I'm saying? Because you coming back. You ain't got no option. You ain't got no option. Because you coming back on the show. And I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
So Rogers from KC, Crystal's from KC, I'm in KC.
So let me throw this out there.
I'm the only one that I'm in Atlanta.
We definitely gonna follow. Keep up with your story. You know, keep doing what you do. I don't even have the words to say about how proud I am about what you're doing. And it's not even so much as what you're doing. I got a friend, believe it or not, and I'm gonna say her name on the air. I got a friend. Yeah. Her name, her government name is actually Tuesday. That's her name, Tuesday. Ooh. And she went through that same surgery. And I'm telling you, I wish I could have brought her on tonight with you so y'all could share together. You know what I mean? But, so I understand what you're dealing with, what you've been dealing with, and what you're going through. And I am excited to see you out here dealing with it like you're doing. You know, you posting, you on social media, and you talking about it. I guarantee you probably have no idea, but you're probably an inspiration to a number of women that you probably don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this aspect, you are a godsend. So
yes.
You keep it going. You keep it going. And D'Angelo, you got my props to you, bro.
I mean, I know you probably, yeah, for real, for real. I know you probably like to hug and kiss your boo, but when you walk in, just high five him, my dude. Be like, my guy. That's for real. High five him.
Right.
High five a lot.
Now which I do after that, I don't care because I'm too young to hear that shit. But high fiving for me, and like I said, she grinning like a Cheshire cat. Listen, my boy might be leaning on the wall right now like this. Yep, that's right, that's right. And I ain't mad at him.
No.
Right.
He's not here. He's not in the room. But no, I smile like this all the time anyway. That's just me, but
you should
put a smile on my face. He does put a
no,
smile
that's
on my
right.
face.
So. Yeah, hey, listen, I'll talk about that on the after show. Yo, nasty. Tell your mouth out. Hey, man, I'm a star.
Hey, if my cheerleaders are listening, then y'all cannot listen to the after show if he goes talk about it.
Hey.
Go to bed.
Listen, just stand on the street corner and say that.
You know that means all your cheerleaders are going to be watching the after show, right?
I already know. Yeah. They're going to be like, what? They're going to
be like that. It's going to be like that. Hey, listen. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that's super cool.
You guys,
super
you have
cool.
to be at the wedding. Phoebe and the boys will be at your wedding.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that.
I would
that.
Love it.
D'Angelo might, but you don't want that.
Hey,
you have been forewarned.
Hey, don't be playing, girl. Like, you know, I live right around the corner, so I show up with a camera in hand.
Listen, it'll be me, you,
Angelo, and the preacher. Like, hey, how you doing? I'd be like, who the hell is this nigga?
When my younger brother got married in Atlanta, they made us sit in the back. That's how badly he knew his family was going to behave. I promise you. We sat in the back by the DJ. They were like, that's messed up. He was like, you don't know my family. And he was right. He was 100% right. And I'm not the oldest, but I guess I'm the worst. I don't know. So anyway. I'll tell you ahead
look,
of time.
You keep, you keep talking
we'll
about
talk
that. She's going to be like, look, y'all can't come to the wedding, but y'all can come to the reception.
That part. That part. I have to tell you that story one day. Yeah, but that part. I don't even feel comfortable until I get kicked out. If I come to your house and I get put out, I don't even feel at home. So, you know, it's just got to be like that. Weddings, funerals, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, we're on a whole level of crazy over here.
Right.
They're crazy. I'm batshit crazy. we mess. We click.
You don't know what you got yourself into getting on this show.
I plead the whole fifth. That's all I'm telling y'all.
The fifth?
That's right. The F-I-F-F, damn it, the fifth.
Got it.
Good.
Got it.
That's okay.
That's you've received and all the support, what is some of the darkness about this surgery? Like, how have, like, jealousy and things like that, have you experienced people, you know, being bitches, behaving like, you know, jealous and just, you know,
So
I tell you, by the look in her face, her answer
is
going to be yes.
So this is an interesting conversation. So how do I say this? I don't see it.
Like straight up.
Outright.
Like
straight
he'll
up.
See. For real, I don't see. I'm one of, okay, so y'all have to know me. I'm one of those, he calls me a goody-goody, but I'm just one of those that, you know, I'm going to embrace you regardless. So my heart is always going to see the good first. Mm-hmm. So I don't see that, but he'll point certain things out to me. And I'll be like, no, really, you think? And he'll be like, yeah, it's
yeah,
happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. Or
you,
it's happening.
You need him.
And
you need him.
Him.
You need him.
So what you're telling me is you a crystal. You a CB. And you will completely miss the foolery, and you'll see all the other stuff that looks all beautiful and shine and won't even notice the foolery.
Now, listen, hold on. I don't miss foolery. I just handle it different. So I'm one of those that will be like, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt until you completely cross me the wrong way. And then it's like,
see,
okay, now.
You
now
you
I got
choose,
to
no, you choose,
that kind of
you choose not
you
to
choose.
See it. You choose not to see it.
Right.
Yeah. Don't, yeah. So that's why you mean.
I compartmentalize it in the back, and then I handle it accordingly as I need to.
She's a Mimi.
Girl, you can lie. You can lie to everybody but me and Jesus. We don't play past none of that. That's why D'Angelo right there, because like I said, you save that for some other time. D'Angelo, like, yo, I saw the shit. Let's address it. Don't worry about that. You ain't got to buy your wings in Halo, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. That's why you need that man right there. Right there.
Exactly.
So call that bullshit out. Ain't nobody playing. Listen,
see, the thing about
you
it, the thing about
got
it
to
is
call
that,
out that, though.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was just about
you
to
don't
let you
always
go right out of my mouth.
Sometimes.
Because sometimes they need
why?
Help. They themselves need help and counseling. That has absolutely nothing to do with how we are and how we carry ourselves. Or what we say, we are going to be who we are. So if we get hateration coming from the left or to the right, that ain't got nothing to do with that. We put them in God's hands and keep it pushing.com because it has nothing to do with that. We
can
block our blessings by being negative and, you know.
But if you call it out, you might accidentally help somebody else fix themselves.
But you know what? Yes, but we do that differently.
Well,
we don't do that by going after the person who's hating
it's
on
a way,
us. We
it's,
do that by going at it in
a
general.
To do it all.
We put it out generally, so then they themselves will feel like, oh, shit, is she checking me? Because now I'm starting to feel a certain type of way. It's not that it's directed to
you
personally.
You can kill
them
with kindness. I understand that. You can always kill them with kindness, but it's just fun to acknowledge, see, to not pretend to be, you know, unaware.
It's not even about pretending, though.
Yeah,
it's not about
sometimes
it's
Rod,
because something
you don't have
they're not in the asshole club like we are. You see, me and you will call this shit out right out the gate. We'll call it out right
now. I got a jacket and a badge for both of y'all whenever you want to. Y'all got a membership badge. I got a jacket.
Okay.
You get your own free cup and shit.
But men deal with stuff differently. We do.
You're right.
I'm sorry.
Say
that again. Crystal, say that again.
Sometimes people talk about you because they lost the privilege to talk to you.
See? Come on.
I like that. I prefer to say people hate me because they hate me.
I like that, too. That's a meme, Crystal. I like that.
I'm going to have to put that on one of the CB and the Boys shirts.
Credit is due. Yeah, it's cool, you know. I'm friendly. I talk to everybody.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt. It's going to say, don't be a hater all your life.
There you go.
On the back, it's going to say, I'm just playing. I got free time.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, listen, I'm just trying to tell you. You know what, I'm going to torture the hell out of you in April. That's what I'm going to do just because you ain't going to be there. I'm going to torture the holy hell out of you. And all I'm going to say after every post and video is, you're welcome. You're killing me.
That little
what
emoji
we're talking,
you know what?
About, Sean, is our cruise. We're talking about our cruise that we're going on. And
you guys got to go on our cruise next year because this is our first annual CB and the Boys cruise. And we're going to the Bahamas.
Listen, me and George, we're both looking at two pieces.
I am not vaccinated.
I don't know what you're gonna wear. Sean, but girl, I got this off the shoulder, and I got this two piece. It shows my midriff, girl. I'm fly. I'm two kinds of fly.
Hey, there it is, right there at the bottom. Everybody, look down there at the bottom. That's it, right there.
Hey, she over here like I'm missing sleep for this shit. Yes, you are. You're welcome.
Hey.
Okay.
But I got to hold on one second. I got to cut y'all because I done stepped in some shit.
almost
stepped in some shit. We got to do this right quick. We got to pay the bills because the CBN Boys has an official sponsor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's me, CB. Join us every Wednesday for your midweek motivator, offering you conversation, motivation, music, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. So tune in. Let's talk. Join us as we shake things up and toss things out. CB and the Boys, join us for your midweek motivation. See ya.
And there you
have it. Don't sound like she's doing this when she's saying that part. Like she's doing this.
Hey.
She sounds like I'm up in a dreamy and bubbly and shit. Hey. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I want to walk through some flowers. I'm just saying.
If you knew how many takes I did before I got it right, you wouldn't be thinking that.
I promise you. Oh, I know full well how that goes. Trust me.
Hey, you know what? I want to throw something out here. Right quick. Because our guest is engaged. So this message I'm going to throw up is for you and D'Angelo and anybody else that doesn't know the difference, okay? This is what the man side of this conversation looks like. Here we go. And for those of you who are listening on Blog Talk Radio, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, what it says and what everybody else is looking at is, what it says is, happy wife, happy life is destroying many marriages. It should be happy spouse, happy house, because a good marriage consists of two happy people.
Church, priest,
totally,
tabernacle.
Totally
let him
agree.
Use you.
And
let him
yeah,
use you.
I totally agree.
That's my lesson for today. Y'all
yeah,
turn
it
on.
We'll take it. We'll
totally
take it. We'll take it. We'll take it.
I actually had
about
a post about that a few.
Oh, really?
About a year or so ago. It's backwards. I feel like that's a backwards statement. I don't understand
yeah.
why it should only be the woman. It's not just about us. We make the household. We set the tone. So as a couple, you know, especially with the children, so if we are happy, then the house, it'll trickle down.
Right.
That's just, yeah.
I think somebody made it up and people jumped on the bandwagon, and, well, they are all idiots because, yeah, the second obviously
right.
carries more weight. That's why it's called a pair, a tandem, joint, union. You can't have a union
right.
with singular, so absolutely.
Exactly.
You have to compliment.
You can't have
one
a baby
another.
Without
you
a man.
Yeah, yep. not without a lab, and that's going to go crazy. So.
Without a lab.
For real, for real. So, yeah.
I don't know why
I like
that.
I like this. Come on now. But, yeah, that's real. I'll take it.
That was random.
Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. You shouldn't listen to me. I'm
not gonna break up.
Y'all killing me.
So check it out. CB, we talked about this. It's been so great. Don't go nowhere. I know you got to go to work tomorrow, but guess what? Who really doesn't care is me. You better hang right there. We got a topic here, so let my sis introduce this because we at least want to touch on it for a little bit. So CB, what we got for the evening? And you know we gonna tear it up and go to the after show. I'll make you stay up late. So listen, I hope you drink. Can you drink coffee? Take a tablespoon of some damn. Get you a tablespoon of Sanka or some shit, Maxwell House, because you're going to hang with us. She's like, what? I said it. Anyway.
Hey,
welcome to CB and the boys. we hold our guest captive.
I see.
What we got?
What you got on
All right,
topic?
Roger. What are we talking about in the after show, Raj?
I don't want to leave that up to me. Well, I know recently you were mentioning some ideology about George and his goofy ass music. What we've learned that is maybe opposite of what we were taught. Some of the things that we came up thinking were maybe truth or gospel that we've learned relationship-wise that may or may not be the absolute truth anymore. So, like, what are some of the life lessons you've learned that maybe you thought were one way and you learned were different? Or what are the things you've done incorrectly or maybe that you could have done better? Just life lessons, basically.
So, kind of like the early bird gets the worm. But what if you don't like worms?
It's hard to lose me, but you lost me.
You said the early bird gets the worm, but what if you don't like worms?
See, we're not on the after show yet. I'm trying not to get us, you know, banned or fined. I'm just saying. Come on. What are we doing here?
Oh, God.
Don't bait me like that. Damn.
You've been baited.
Mm-hmm. You might as well just put it friendly.
That's okay. We don't have our good moments.
That was good, though.
Okay.
I gotta admit, that was good.
No. It was so awful.
It was
like, what?
Yeah, it was something. That was left ass field is what that was. But all right, we'll go with whatever you say.
We're talking about apples and oranges, but let's bring in some pickles. What?
Right. Right, that kind of thing.
It's all good, sis.
What y'all think about pop?
Did you know that in one of the states, if the pickle doesn't bounce, that means it's not a pickle?
Roger, that's the video.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you've reached this number in error, please hang up and try again. I am not fucking with y'all. How about that? And when I come back, my drink is going to be unbroken. That's a beef old camp.
I need a refill on that.
Hey, look. Before we go any further into this next little piece for the last 13 minutes of the main show, before the after show, I want to thank our guest, Inspiration.
Yes.
Make sure I say it correctly. Inspiration. Because you definitely are an inspiration to a woman with a goal. And
yes.
Your journey may be different than other people's journeys, but
mm-hmm.
you are proof that a woman can set her mind to something and make it happen.
Yeah.
And so that about just, you know, not just what you dealt with, what you chose your vice, okay? You have your vice, but the vice might be different for the next woman or the next woman or the next
right.
woman. All their
right.
vices may be different, but regardless of the vice, you prove that you can take a vice and set a goal and achieve it and inspire people with it. So you're not just inspiring those who are on the same journey as you. I want you to realize that you're inspiring people on any journey just by the dedication of your journey.
Right.
So remember that when you talk to these people on your social media, you know, you're dealing with one journey, your journey. That's your journey. Okay? Somebody else's journey might be different. But whatever the journey is, they can be successful in that journey. And you are very successful in your journey, and you're an inspiration to anybody that's on a journey. And your situation is so perfect for tonight, especially tonight's show, because Roger and I had a whole conversation earlier in the week mm-hmm. about being disciplined
yep.
in anything. You know, we were focused on one situation that we're not gonna, you know, but now you're telling everybody. So anyway, you know, but our whole thing was, you know, we were going to talk about discipline. Well, you are the epitome of discipline with what you have achieved thus far. And I have no doubt in my mind you're going to get your hit your goal 100%, and you're going to be glorious with the whole situation. So I just want you to keep in mind that you are inspiration to people, not only with the same vice you have, but inspiration to people with anybody with a vice or a goal. Okay? So people are watching you because they admire what you've achieved. You see what I'm saying? So keep being that inspiration. I love that about you. You have the perfect name. You came up with the perfect name, Inspiration. So
Thank you. See, hey, Teddy P's got a song. Go ahead and play it. When you get off of it, you know what it is. My latest and greatest inspiration, girl. Go on, Teddy P.
Greatest inspiration.
Don't try to take him to church. That's a long ass song. I love it.
Hey, don't.
But it's
time you're in the car, you play it, Sean. Go ahead, just give me a shout out. High five yourself. Roger said play it. You're welcome. That's my joint, though. That's my jam.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you see it. Let him use you. Let him touch himself.
I've seen so many things, but none quite as lovely as you. More beautiful than the morning, worth more than gold. And my eyes have pleasure to behold. You're my thing.
Hey.
And my greatest inspiration.
He even said it right. Inspiration.
Things never felt clearer. Peace within never felt nearer. My burning stone has turned into a song. Tender every day. I needed you all so much. And at the Lord so
high. See, y'all ever notice that pose right there on your album cover? If you had that pose on your album cover, you had a gold or platinum album. Everybody had it.
Okay, that's enough. Back to the show. I just had to throw it out there right quick. You know, we ain't got but 6 minutes left for the main show.
You know,
but the after
you
show.
Just keep on lifting me up. Hey, listen, y'all not gonna say hi too. Damn it, if I sung it, you better say hi, girl. No, make me go. Damn it, if I sung it. You see that? God damn it. Hey, Where's my cake? Everybody better eat some cake up in here. You know what I mean? You better sing this moment of your life. Depend on it now. If you down me, I kill you. Don't listen to me, please. Y'all, it's Wednesday. Don't listen to me. I shouldn't be in public. But I will be.
But all
this
right.
This has been really good.
It's been real fun, but sadly, our time is done. So everyone say your goodbyes, and I will say mine at the end.
That means we get a long goodbye because we got 5 whole minutes. You know how much I can say in 5 minutes?
Yeah,
oh,
bye.
Shit. You just keep on lifting me up, baby. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I'm on
Katie
right now. I'm still on
Katie P. All right, check it out. But real talk, so you can hang around because we're going to do the after show. But in the meantime, for the current show, for all those on Blog Talk, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, thank you for joining us this evening. And all I got to say is what I always say. In the words, the great words of Don Cornelius, peace, love, and hair grease.
I'm going to need his brother to have some hair for that. I just am.
Tell me what you get to say, Rod.
Check it out. It's been real. It's always been fun. Like I said, take care of yourself. Love yourself, man. Do everything in your power to make your life as good as it can be. Level up. Take yourself to the next level. One love. See you on the flip side.
And then the glorious Mimi Acosta.
And the crowd goes.
Yeah, look at that. I got the crowd.
Well, one love. God bless. And inspiration. Thank you very much for being on the show. Absolutely love you. Hope to see you again and bring your hubby the next time. We're going to have great conversations. I know he's going to have a lot to say. He's going to be like, this y'all show, there's going to be some things. It's going to be a confessional. I'm waiting for it. But, Mama, one love. God bless. And thank you so much. You are definitely a blessing and inspiration to many. And I hope that you share this video so they can go back and check it out because there was definitely a lot of nuggets on this. So, peace. One love, again, and God bless. See you guys next week.
And last but not least, the great, incomparable CB.
No, actually, inspiration. She needs to say something to her fans. So roll it back to inspiration.
And now, for the greatest and latest inspiration.
Hey, everybody. Thank y'all so much for supporting, for coming, for all my followers who, family, I want to say thank y'all so much. I love y'all, every last one of y'all. To my babe, I love you. Thank you so much for all that you have done for me today and beyond. And thank you, CB and the Voice, for having me on tonight. I have enjoyed myself immensely. I would love to come back. So thank y'all so much.
Awesome.
You
have
a choice, Mama. You ain't got a choice.
To come back anytime. You are now family. You're family of the show now. So, you know, you're ours. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. You've been listening to CB and the Boys and our special guest, Inspiration, who has inspired us all. So hopefully everyone has, you know, been motivated tonight and you really have gotten the message. So hopefully everyone has enjoyed it. I'm sure you have because it's been a great show. Remember, true love starts with loving yourself. You can't love anyone else if you don't love yourself. Remember, believing in yourself. It's not enough for us to believe in you, but you have to believe in you. So believe in yourself, love yourself. If you look in the mirror and you can't find at least 5 things about yourself that you at least like, then the world has already won. You don't want that. Love yourself. Mm-hmm. At least like yourself. Start there. But true love starts with loving yourself. Thank you so much for joining us. You can stick around for the after show. Also, shout out to BTS for their coming up Permission to Dance concert in Seoul, Korea, as well as Las Vegas. So to take us home, which is, you know, my favorite group, got to play with BTS. So I have no objections for that, right, guys? Here we go. So to end the show tonight, we're going to do BTS Permission to Dance in honor of their Permission to Dance concert. So shout out to my fellow BTS Army. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your week. Stick around for the after show. If you're listening to us on Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts, hop on over to YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, and you can see us live. And you can join in on the fun. It continues there. So anyway, without further ado, we will see you next week, same time, same station. And here is BTS to take us home with Permission to Dance. Bye-bye.
It's the start of PM when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with no way to guard it. When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John and to that feeling which is getting started.
When the night gets colder and the rhythm starts to fall in behind, dream about that moment when you look yourself right in the eye. Did you say I want to dance? The music got me going, nothing that can stop how we move. Yeah, let's break the glass and lift the glass. We're closing the water like we're dancing for. We don't need to worry where we're going, know how to dance. No need to start the talk, let's walk the walk.
Hold on, I didn't end the episode.